This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, our current series, the Arabic language, we are currently in book 2 of the Medina syllabus, walhamdulillah, and in this majlis, in this sitting, in this dars, we will be going through lesson number 15, walhamdulillah, al-darsul khamisa ashara, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, why are we studying the Arabic language? Number one, because we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why learning the Arabic language will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if our intentions are correct? Because it is the language of the Quran. It is the language of our Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the language of al-Islam. The ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke in the Arabic language. Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you pick it up. You read from the noble Quran. You recite in your salah, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. You recite in your salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What does all of that mean? Qul huwallahu ahad. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. We know the greatest verse in the noble Quran is what? Is Ayatul Kursi, walhamdulillah. Well, what does that mean? Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. Learn, study. Make an effort in learning the Arabic language. Some out there, at the age of 50, at the age of 70, at the age of 25, whatever it might be, subhanAllah, years have passed by. The hairs on the beard, the hairs on the head, they are now grey. But we still do not understand anything of the Arabic language. Allahu musta'an. Even the individual's name, his name is Saifullah, his name is Zainul Abideen, but he does not even know what that means. Allahu musta'an. That in reality is an injustice to the Arabic language. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. Lesson number 15, what will we learn in lesson number 15? What will we cover in lesson number 15? We will be introduced to the lam an-nahiyah. Nahiyah means to prohibit something. The lam an-nahiyah, the prohibitive type of lam. Example, in our previous lesson, we learned about an order. Ordering somebody to do something, we say, example, go with an exclamation mark. Idhab, go. Ijlis, sit. Uktub, write. Now, what if I want to say the opposite? Don't sit, don't go, don't write with an exclamation mark, ordering them not to do such and such an action. How would we say that? Well, we will bring a lam in front, inshallah. And what is this lam called? It is called the prohibitive lam, or lam an-nahiyah. Nahiyah. Excellent. Example. La tadhhab. La tajlis. La taktub. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. So we will learn about the lam an-nahiyah, walhamdulillah. As for something which we have already learned previously, we learned about the lam an-nafiyah. Nafiyah. Nafiyah, this is to negate something. There's a difference between you prohibiting somebody from doing something and you are negating something. Example, I do not understand French. I do not understand French. This is negation of you understanding French. Here we will use the lam, which is the lam of negation, the lam of nafiyah. Example, la afhamul faransiyata. La afhamul faransiyata. I do not understand French. La afhamul Francieta. Excellent. That's majorly different from what we will be learning today, and that is the lam annahiya, which is the prohibitive type of lam. La tajlis, la taktub. As you can see, the verb which came after this lam, it has a jazm on it. It has a sukoon on it. We stop on it. La taktub, la ta'kul, don't eat. La tajlis, don't sit. La tadhhab, don't go. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. So, number one, we will be discussing and learning about the lam of prohibition, prohibiting somebody from doing something. Excellent. We will also discuss kada yakadu. Kada yakadu means almost. Almost to do such and such an action. Example, kada al-mudarrisu yakhruju. Kada al-mudarrisu yakhruju. The teacher was about to leave. The teacher almost left. Teacher was about to leave. Yakadu al-jarasu yarinnu. The bell is about to ring. Yakadu al-jarasu yarinnu. The bell is about to ring. Present tense. Ka yakadu. Yakadu is the mudari. The bell is about to ring. Yakadu al-jarasu yarinnu. The bell is about to ring. Whereas kada, past tense. Kada, past tense. And yakadu is present tense. Kada al-mudarrisu yakhruju. The teacher almost exited. The teacher almost left, but I'm talking about the past tense. Past tense there. Excellent. We will also cover, for example, the difference between two sentences. Example, la ashrabul qahwata. La ashrabul qahwata. I do not drink coffee. This is your negation of you drinking coffee. La ashrabul qahwata. La ashrabul qahwata. I do not drink coffee. Meaning today, tomorrow, yesterday, last week, I do not drink coffee at all, at all, at all, at all, permanently. La ashrabul qahwata. I don't drink coffee. Whereas if you replace that lam with ma, ma ashrabul qahwata. Ma ashrabul qahwata. I'm not drinking coffee. I don't drink coffee, meaning now. I'm not negating it completely. I'm not negating it past, present, etc. No, I'm just negating it for now. You know, you are giving me coffee, you are dishing out and you are pouring coffee. I say, ma ashrabul qahwata. I won't be drinking coffee, in brackets, now, presently, jameel. So again, in this lesson, we will be covering the lam of prohibition, which is la tajlis, la taktub, la tadhhab. We will be covering the lam of prohibition. Excellent. Then we will also be covering the difference between two types of negation. Not prohibition, two types of negation. La ashrabul qahwata, I do not drink coffee permanently. Ma ashrabul qahwata, I am not drinking coffee presently. Excellent. We'll also touch upon the word innama. Innama means to affirm whatever is mentioned. Innama, you could say it means only. Innama al-a'malu binniyat. That actions are judged by the intentions only. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Also, for your info, you have words like akulu, I am eating. Akhudhu, I am taking. Amuru, I am ordering. Technically, there's a double alif in front there. It's a'akulu. It's a'amuru. It's a'akhudhu. But because we have the two alifs coming together, so we make a mad and we say a'akulu, a'akhudhu, a'amuru, etc. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, with that short introduction, let us begin lesson number 15 and matters will become clearer bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Adarsul khamisa ashara. Al-mudarrisu. Aina tadhhabu ya Aba Bakrin? Aina tadhhabu ya Aba Bakrin? Where are you going, O Aba Bakrin, O Abu Bakr? Remember, we say Aba Bakrin here. Why? Because it's a mudaf, mudafun ilay. It is this joined type of, it's a married type of setup. Abu Bakr, and if you put a ya in front, then it becomes Aba Bakrin. Ya Aba Bakrin. If it was just Bilal, it would be Ya Bilalu. But because it's a double barrel name, and so then it becomes Mansub. The first option becomes Mansub, meaning takes a fatha. So let's say it was Abdullahi, it would be Ya Abdullahi. Abu Bakr says, أذهب إلى المدير. I am going to the principal. المدرس. لا تخرج من الفصل الآن. لا تخرج. This is a prohibition. لا تخرج. Do not exit من الفصل الآن. From the classroom now. Do not go out of the classroom now. اذهب إليه. Go to him. Ordering him. Go to him. Him who? Go to the principal, بعد الدرس, after the lesson. Excellent. So here we see the lam of prohibition. لا تخرج. And how do you know it's the lam of prohibition? Because the verb which came after it, it has the sukun on it. لا تخرج من الفصل الآن. Do not leave from the classroom now. اذهب إليه بعد الدرس. Go to him after the lesson. Humayun, the brother's name is Humayun. He says, Ya Ustadu, Ana Talibun Jadidun, I am a new student. Aina Ajlisu, where should I sit? A Ajlisu Huna Amamaka, should I sit here in front of you? A Ajlisu, should I sit? Huna, here, Amamaka, Amam. Ama means in front. Ama maka, in front of you. Remember, the imam is in front. That's why he's called the imam, because he's always amam. Amam means in front. Imam is the one who stands in front. The mudarris says, La, la tajlis huna. Don't sit here. An order, a prohibition. La tajlis huna. Don't sit here. So we find the order, and the opposite of that order would be the prohibition. Ordering you to do something, ijlis. Prohibiting you from sitting, la tajlis. So the only difference is we added a lam in front. La tajlis huna. Don't sit here. Hada maq'adu Hishamin. This is Hisham's seat. Maq'ad means chair or seat. وَهُوَ غَائِبٌ الْيَوْمَ وَهُوَ غَائِبٌ. He is غَائِب, غِيَاب. He is غَائِب, عِلْمُ الْغَيْب. عِلْمُ الْغَيْب, knowledge of the unseen. غَيْب, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْب. Those who believe in the unseen. هُوَ غَائِبٌ الْيَوْمَ. He is absent today. اجلس هناك. Sit over there. خلف حامد. خلف behind. Behind حامد. خلف حامد. خلف is an adverb indicating place or time. بشير. أأخذ هذه الدفاتر يا أستاذ. Should I take these notebooks, O أستاذ? Dafatir is a plural. That's why we're saying hadihi before that. Remember, non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. أأخذ هذه الدفاتر يا أستاذ. لا, لا تأخذها. Don't take them. لا تأخذها. Don't take them. ينظر في دفتر. He looks into the notebook. يا عبد الرحمن. أو عبد الرحمن, لا تكتب الأجوبة بالقلم الأحمر. لا تكتب. Another example of our prohibition. لا تكتب. Don't write. الأجوبة. Don't write what? What's the object? What should you not write? The أجوبة. The answers. The جواب. The أجوبة. The answers. بالقلم الأحمر. With the قلم which is أحمر, with the red pen. Don't write the answers with the red pen. المدرس. The teacher, هو الذي, he is the one who, يكتب, writes, بالقلم الأحمر, with the red pen. The teacher is the one who writes with the red pen. فيصل, انظر إلى هذه المجلة يا أستاذ، انظر إلى هذه المجلة يا أستاذ. Look at this magazine, O أستاذ. ما أجملها. How beautiful it is. ما أجملها. The ma of تعجب, amazement. ما أجملها. How beautiful it is. Look at this magazine. How beautiful it is. لا تقرأ المجلات في الفصل يا فيصل. ما شاء الله, this teacher is stern. لا تقرأ المجلات. Do not read the magazines. في الفصل, in the classroom, يا فيصل. ما أقرأ هذه المجلة الآن. فيصل says, ما أقرأ هذه المجلة الآن. I am not reading this magazine now. Notice that he said ما أقرأ. I am not reading. He is negating, but just negating in the present. I'm not reading it now. He didn't say ما أقرأ هذه المجلة. He is not saying I do not read these magazines permanently. No, he's saying I'm not reading it now, and that's why he brought in the word الآن to show he's talking about now. So understand the difference between لا أذهب إلى المدرسة, I don't go to school, and ما أذهب إلى المدرسة, I am not going to school. The second one with the ما is now, whereas with the لام, it is complete negation. إنما أنظر إلى الصور التي, I am only looking at the pictures which فيها, which are in it. إنما, I am only, indeed, I am only, أنظر إلى الصور, I am only looking at the pictures التي فيها, which are in it. حمزة says, أأفتح الباب يا أستاذ؟ Should I open the door, O أستاذ؟ يكاد الجرس يرن. The bell is about to ring. يكاد الجرس يرن. يكاد الجرس يرن. يكاد الجرس يرن. The buzzer, the bell is about to ring. لا تفتح الباب الآن. Obviously, because we have double meeting of sukuns, so we could say it like this. لا تفتح الباب الآن. Do not open the door now. So he says, no, don't open the door now. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. So that was our passage, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. We covered the lam of prohibition. La tajlis, do not sit. We covered kada yakadu, almost. We covered the difference in terms of negation, permanent negation and present negation. La ashrabul qahwata. I do not drink coffee. ما أشرب القهوة. I'm not drinking coffee now. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Exercise number one. صحح ما يلي. Correct the following. أبو بكر معه مجلة. أبو بكر has a magazine with him. أبو بكر معه مجلة. Abu Bakr has a magazine with him. That is incorrect. Faisalun ma'ahu majallatun. Faisalun ma'ahu majallatun. Faisal has a magazine. Number two. Faisalun talibun jadidun. Incorrect. Humayunu talibun jadidun. Humayunu talibun jadidun. Number three. Bashirun katabal ajwibata bilqalamil ahmari. Bashirun katabal ajwibata بالقلم الأحمر. Bashir wrote the answers with a red pen? No. عبد الرحيم كتب الأجوبة بالقلم الأحمر. عبد الرحيم كتب الأجوبة بالقلم الأحمر. عبد الرحيم is the one who wrote the answers with a red pen. حمزة غائب اليوم. Correct it. هشام غائب اليوم. هشام غائب اليوم. ممتاز. اقرأ ما يلي. Read the following. These are all examples of لام أنا أنا هي. The لام of prohibition. لام أنا هي. نا هي. prohibition. Excellent. تذهبوا, he is going. لا تذهب, do not go. Speaking to him directly, do not go. تكتبوا, he is writing. لا تكتب, do not write. تشربوا, he is drinking. تشربوا, meaning you are drinking. تكتبوا, you are writing. لا تكتب, you do not write. تشربوا, you are drinking. لا تشرب, do not drink. يا موسى أنت مريض, أو موسى you are sick. فلا تخرج من البيت, so do not leave the house. ولا تذهب إلى المدرسة, and do not go to the school. ولا تلعب في الشارع, and do not play in the street. Beautiful sentence. يا موسى أنت مريض, فلا تخرج, and so do not exit من البيت. ولا تذهب إلى المدرسة. ولا تلعب في الشارع, and do not play in the street. Number two, لا تجلس في الطريق. لا تجلس في الطريق, do not sit in the pathway. طريق is the pathway. طريق here obviously would mean, you know, the pathway, the street. افتح النافذة. افتح النافذة, joining there. افتح النافذة. Why are we joining? Because افتح ends with a sukun. And النافذة, or rather النافذة, has a sukun. So the meeting of two sukuns, the alif and the lam. So we join directly. افتح النافذة. افتح النافذة. ولا تفتح الباب, and do not open the door. افتح النافذة ولا تفتح الباب, and do not open the door. Originally it's ولا تفتح, ولا تفتح الباب, but because الباب, you got the alif there, etc. Alif and the lam and the meeting of the two sukuns. You got the ha with the sukun, and you got the next word beginning with sukun. So التقاء الساكنين. So we make a kasra on the ولا تفتح الباب. Number three, or rather number four. لا تضحك في الفصل. لا تضحك في الفصل. Do not laugh in the classroom. لا تأكل في الشارع. Do not eat in the street. لا تكذب. Do not lie. لا تكذب يا أخي. Do not lie, my brother. لا تحلق لحيتك. لا تحلق لحيتك. لحيتك. Do not shave your beard. لا تحلق لحيتك. Do not shave your beard. لا تسألني هذا السؤال. لا تسألني هذا السؤال. لا تسألني هذا السؤال. Don't ask me that question. لا تضرب زميلك. لا تضرب زميلك. Don't hit. لا تضرب. ضرب يضرب. لا تضرب زميلك. Don't hit your colleague. قال إبراهيم عليه السلام لابنه. Ibrahim said to his son. يا أبتي. Ibrahim said to his son. Ibrahim said to his father rather. قال إبراهيم عليه السلام لأبيه. لأبيه, to his father. لأبيه, to his father. يا أبتي. Oh my father. لا تعبد الشيطان. Do not worship شيطان. لا تعبد الشيطان. All of these idols, etc. لا, يا أبتي. لا تعبد الشيطان. يا أبتي. لا تعبد الشيطان. لا تعبد الشيطان. لا تعبد الشيطان. Joining لا تعبد الشيطان كما جاء في سورة مريم. As found in سورة مريم. والحمد لله. Exercise number 3 بإذن الله تعالى. So they want you to enter a lam الناهية, the lam of prohibition, in front of these words. تدخلوا, enter, you enter. تدخلوا, you enter. لا تدخل, don't enter, do not enter. تنزل, you get down, you descend. لا تنزل, do not get down. تأخذ, you take. لا تأخذ, do not take. تركب, you ride. لا تركب, لا تركب. تسمع, you listen. لا تسمع, do not listen. تقتل, تقتل you kill لا تقتل لا تقتل تقطع تقطع cut you cut لا تقطع you do not cut ترفع lift you lift لا ترفع لا ترفع لا تقطع لا تقتل لا تسمع لا تركب لا تأخذ لا تنزل لا تدخل والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله we've covered exercises 1, 2 and 3 والحمد لله والحمد لله exercise number 4 تأمل ما يلي ponder over the following يا أحمد لا تذهب يا أحمد لا تذهب أو أحمد do not go يا إخوان plural يا إخوان لا تذهبوا يا إخوان لا تذهبوا Oh my brothers do not go What if I'm speaking to Maryam one female يا مريم لا تذهبي يا مريم لا تذهبي We did the order and these forms in our previous lesson And we're doing it, you can say we're doing almost the same thing again. The only difference is now we have a lam in front. Ya Maryamu la tadhhabi. Ya Maryamu la tadhhabi. If we want to say to Maryam to go, we want Maryam to go. Ya Maryamu idhhabi. Ya Maryamu idhhabi. Ya Maryamu idhhabi. Ya akhawatu la tadhhabna. يا أخوات لا تذهبنا Oh sisters, do not go. Let's look at the examples in the exercise. Exercise number 5. أكمل الجمل الآتية بوضع فعل مضارع مناسب مسبوق بلام الناهية في الأماكن الخالية. So fill in the blanks basically with a lam الناهية and adjust accordingly. بسم الله. Number 1. يا زينب لا something النافذة يا زينب لا something النافذة what how do we say don't open the window يا زينب لا تفتحي يا زينب لا تفتحي النافذة يا زينب لا تفتحي النافذة number two يا أيها الناس oh you people لا something الشيطان Don't worship shaitan. لا تعبدوا الشيطان. Oh people, plural. لا تعبدوا الشيطان. لا تعبدوا الشيطان. Number three. يا أخواتي. Oh my sisters. يا أخواتي. Oh my sisters. لا something غرفتي. Don't something my room. بالمكنسة القديمة. With the old broom. So don't what? Don't sweep. How would we say that? يا أخواتي لا تكنسنا. لا تكنسنا. Don't sweep. يا أخواتي لا تكنسنا. لا تكنسنا غرفتي. Don't sweep my room. بالمكنسة القديمة. بالمكنسة القديمة. With the old broom. Number four. يا ولد. One boy. Oh boy. لا something في الفصل. لا تلعب في الفصل order لا تلعب prohibition rather the opposite لا تلعب في الفصل لا تلعب في الفصل number five يا بنتي oh my daughter لا something ماء باردا لا what لا تشربي ماء باردا يا بنتي لا تشربي oh my daughter لا تشربي don't drink ماء باردا cold water يا بنتي يا أختي يا زوجتي لا تشربي ماء باردا Oh my sister, oh my wife, oh my daughter لا تشربي ماء باردا Do not drink cold water Speaking to obviously one of them If we were speaking to all of them, what would we say? يا بناتي لا تشربنا لا تشربنا ماء باردا Number six. يا أبنائي, oh my sons, لا تخرجوا من الفصل في أثناء الدرس. Do not exit, do not leave from the classroom. في أثناء. The word أثناء means during, in the middle of, during the lesson. في أثناء الدرس, during the lesson. Number 7. La something min al-hafilati fi hadhihi al-mahattati ya ukhti. La tanzili. Do not get down. La tanzili min al-hafilati. Do not get down from the bus. Fi hadhihi al-mahattati, at this stop, oh my sister. Maybe it's dangerous. Number 8. Ya binti, oh my daughter, la something al-lahma bihada sikini. Bihada sikini. Do not cut. How would we say that? La taqta'i. La taqta'i. Do not cut. Al-lahma, the meat. Bihada sikini, with this knife. La taqta'i. La taqta'i. Do not cut. Number 9. Ya ikhwanu, oh my brothers, la tadhhabu ila al-mat'ami, do not go to the restaurant, qabla as-sa'ati al-wahidati, before 1 o'clock. Simple one. Number 10, la something ala as-saburati ya Aba Bakrin, la taktub ala as-saburati ya Aba Bakrin, la taktub ala as-saburati ya Aba Bakrin, do not write on the board, O Abu Bakr, walhamdulillah. Ta'ammal ma yali, ponder over the following. The difference between the lam and nafiya. Nafiya means negation. I am negating something. He is not sick. He is not from America. And lam of nahiya, which is prohibition. Prohibition here. Do not go to America. Do not get sick. Do not lie. Lima la ta'kulu ya akhi. Why are you not eating, oh my brother? Lima la ta'kulu ya akhi. Why are you not eating, oh my brother? We're negating the eating from him. Why is he not eating, oh my brother? Why are you not eating, oh my brother? La ta'kul hada ya akhi. This one now, we're ordering somebody, don't eat this. La ta'kul hada ya akhi. Don't eat this, oh my brother. Do you understand the difference between the two? One is negating something, he did not eat. And the other one is prohibiting somebody, do not eat. MashaAllah. Another example. La tadhhabu ila al-mal'abi. Ala tadhhabu ila al-mal'abi. Are you not going to the playground? Are you not going to the playground? La tadhhab ila al-mal'abi. Do not go to the playground. Walhamdulillah. Now the example would be, as we mentioned, la ashrabu al-qahwata. I la ashrabu al-qahwata. I do not drink coffee at all. As a habit, I don't drink coffee. Ma ashrabu al-qahwata. I am not drinking coffee now. This bi-idhnillahi ta'ala is not covered in this lesson, but for your info, we mentioned this. So when it comes to the negation, one is a negation of all times and one is a negation which is for just now only. Walhamdulillah. In fact, that was mentioned in the lesson. Naam, it was mentioned in the lesson because the guy said, he said, ما أقرأ هذه المجلة الآن. I am not reading the magazine now. Exercise number 7. Ponder over the following. هو يكتب. He is writing. أنت تكتب. You are writing. أنا أكتب. I am writing. هو يأكل. He is eating. أنت تأكل. You are eating. أنا أأكل. أأكل. It should have been like that originally, but that's why we turn it into ana akulu. We make it into a mad. We join the two alifs. Akulu. Another example. Huwa ya'khudhu. He is taking. Anta ta'khudhu. You taking. Ana akhudhu. Akhudhu. So we make it the two alifs into a mad. تأمل الجمل الآتية. Ponder over the following. This is with regards to كاد يكاد, almost. فتح زكريا الباب. زكريا opened the door. وكاد يخرج. And he almost left. He was about to leave. He almost left. قال عثمان للمدير. Uthman said to the principal. رفع يوسف يده. Yusuf lifted his hand. وكاد وَكَادَ يَضْرِبُنِي وَكَادَ يَضْرِبُنِي. And he almost hit me. So Yusuf lifted his hand. رَفَعَ يُوسُفُ يَدَهُ.
So this guy is complaining to the principal. He is saying, "Rafa Yusuf yadahu." Yusuf lifted his hand. "Wakada yadribuni," and he almost hit me. He was about to hit me. He almost hit me. This is all to do with past tense. That's why it's kada. Kada is the past tense. We'll also deal with yakadu, meaning, you know, present tense. He was about to. Maybe that's a good translation. Past tense, we would say that almost, and he almost did such and such. And present tense, he was about to do such and such. Inqalabat sayyaratu Hamidin wa kada yamutu. Inqalabat. Inqalaba means to turn over, to flip over. Inqalabat sayyaratu Hamidin, the car of Hamid turned over, flipped over. Wa kada yamutu, and he almost died. Hamid almost died. ضربت المديرة, ضربت المديرة, the female principal, she hit Suad, فكادت تبكي, and Suad almost cried. ضرب طفلي, my child hit, نظارتي, hit my glasses, بالعصا, with a stick, وكاد يَكْسِرُهَا وَكَادَ يَكْسِرُهَا, and almost broke it. So my kid hit my glasses with a stick and almost broke it. Excellent. We find in the Quran, with regards to the Ba section, يَكَادُ يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ, that the lightning was about to snatch their eyesight. As-sa'atu al-ana al-wahidatu, the time now is 1 o'clock. Yakadu al-mudiru yakhruju, the principal is about to leave. Yakadu al-imamu yarka'u, the imam is about to make ruku. Yakadu al-imamu yarka'u, yakadu al-imamu yarka'u, the imam is about to make ruku. Yakadu al-jarasu yarinu, the bell is about to ring. Lima darabta hadha al-walad ya aliyu, lima darabta hadha al-walad ya aliyu, why did you hit this boy, O Ali? Huwa yakadu yabki, he is about to cry. Understand? Kada means almost. Yakadu, about to, present tense, obviously. Ta'ammal ma yali, ponder over the following. This is the nafia. Nafia, this is negation. Negation. Ana la ashrabu al-qahwata, I do not drink coffee at all, at all. We already discussed this. Ana ma ashrabu al-qahwata al-ana, I do not drink coffee. Meaning now, al-ana, I'm not drinking coffee now. I do not want to drink coffee now. Understand the difference. The first category, this is at all times. Second category is to do with now. نحن لا نلعب كرة القدم. We do not play football. نحن ما نلعب كرة القدم الآن. We do not play football. Meaning we are not presently playing football. هو لا يقرأ الصحف. He does not read the newspapers at all. He does not read newspapers. Huwa ma yaqra'u as-sahifata al-ana. He is not reading the newspaper now. They say there, ma tukhallisu al-mudari'a lil-hal. When you use the ma in this negation type of sentence, then it indicates the hal, the now, the present, right now. Hamidun tawilun. Hamid is tall. Ma atwala hamidan. How tall Hamid is. How tall Hamid is. This is now, you know, in amazement. ما تعجبية هذه السيارة جميلة. ما أجمل هذه السيارة. ما أجمل هذه السيارة. How beautiful this car is. هو طويل. ما أطوله. How tall he is. هي صغيرة. ما أصغرها. How short she is, or how small she is. اكتب الجمل الآتية مستعملا فعل التعجب. انظر إلى هؤلاء الطلاب. انظر إلى هؤلاء الطلاب الجدد. Look at these new students. هم كثيرة. How would you change هم كثيرة with the ما of تعجبية, the ما of amazement? ما أك ثرهم. ما أكثرهم. How many they are. ما أكثر. ما أكثرهم. How many they are. ما أكثرهم. Excellent. Number two. انظر إلى هذه السيارة. انظر إلى هذه السيارة. Look at this car. هي جميلة. ما أجملها. How beautiful it is. هو فقير. ما أفقره. How poor he is. ما أفقره. And remember, we have an exclamation mark at the end of these sentences. ما أفقره. Exclamation mark. ما أكثرهم exclamation mark. How many they are. أرأيت ذاك البيت. رأيت ذاك البيت. أرأيت ذاك البيت. Did you see that house? هو صغير. It is small. ما أصغره. ما أصغره. How small it is. How small it is. ما شاء الله والحمد لله. الكلمات الجديدة. New words. مقعد. مقاعد. Plural. Meaning a seat, a bench, a chair. يا أبتي. Oh my father. يا أبتي means يا أبي. Oh my father. في أثناء. In the middle of. كذب يكذب means to lie. انقلب ينقلب means to turn over. That's why you call a revolution an انقلاب. The انقلاب in such and such a place. انقلاب means revolution. بكى يبكي means to. بكى يبكي means to. Means to cry. بكى يبكي means to. Means to cry. الله مستعان. حياكم الله. MashaAllah. With that, we have covered lesson number 15. We've completely covered lessons 1 to 15. And obviously, we've covered book 1 completely. Walhamdulillah. Those of you who require the recordings, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, you will find all of the lessons on muslimcentral.com. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, a little bit of vocab. And then, inshaAllah, we move on to Qawaid النبوية. We've covered قواعد and maxims from the Quran, and بإذن الله تعالى we covered 50 of them. بإذن الله تعالى in this majlis we now begin maybe 50 قواعد or maxims from the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم. But before that, a little bit of vocab inshallah. So we find that the word barqun. يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم. برق means, برق means lightning. بروق is the plural. برق, lightning, and بروق is its plural. And subhanAllah, we find the word telegram. برقية. برقية. Maybe the telegram is called برقية. What's its relationship to lightning? Because at that time when telegram was introduced, it was super fast. Compared to what they had at the time, sending a letter via horse or whatever takes months and takes ages, while something which was fast to them like lightning was barqiyatun. So barqun means lightning, barqiyatun telegram. As for baraka, what's baraka? Baraka means blessing. Barakatun is its plural. Excellent. We say baraka, mubarakatun, to bless. Mubarakun, jayid, Eid mubarak. Jumu'ah mubarak, to bless. Let you have a blessed day. Tabaraka, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, to be blessed or to be praised. Allahu تبارك وتعالى. الله تبارك. Let him be blessed or be to be praised. برنامج. What's our برنامج, brothers? What's our برنامج today? What's our برنامج tomorrow? برنامج means program. برنامج means program. And برامج, programs. برهان. Brother, you have made a statement. What is your burhan? Where is your burhan? Where's your barahin? Your proof and your proofs. Burhan. Burhan means proof. Excellent. Bara. Bara means to sharpen. To sharpen something. Bara. Bara al-qalama. Baryan. To sharpen the pencil. Mibratun. Mibratun. Mibratun is a pencil sharpener. Mubaratun. Mubaratun is a match, a game or a match. He went to watch the Mubarat. Mubarat is a game or a or a match. As for Britannia, this is obviously Britain. Somebody who is British, we say Britanniyun. Somebody who is British, Britanniyun. Excellent. Bazagha al-qamaru buzughan. Buzugh means to rise. Buzugh, bazagha. Bazagha al-qamaru buzughan. That, you know, the to rise, Jayid. To rise, to be visible, to rise. As for basata, basata means to spread out. Basata, basit, basata, bastatan fil ilmi wal jism. To spread out, to have an expanse in terms of bastatan fil ilmi wal jism, in knowledge and in body, in strength. That's mentioned in the Noble Quran. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, before we end off this majlis, as we said, a maxim from the sunnah of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قاعدة الأولى. And this قاعدة إنما الأعمال بالنيات. That all actions are dependent, will be judged by the matter of intention. Famous hadith reported in Sahih al-Bukhari, in Sahih Muslim, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. It's the first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, walhamdulillah. We found that many a scholar has stated that if, you know, almost every and any book should have this hadith at the beginning of it. Why? Because it reminds, number one, the author, that what's your intention in putting together this book. Number two, it reminds the reader, why am I reading this book? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Am I just reading it to find an argument, to argue with somebody? No, I am doing it based upon whatever intention I have. If I have the intention that this is to please Allah, to seek knowledge, to increase my knowledge, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to better myself as a Muslim, then I will be rewarded for that. Walhamdulillah. And so this hadith, no doubt, it is an azim hadith. It is a super important hadith, the hadith of إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Obviously, we are not going to go through the entire hadith. We are pulling out from this hadith a maxim, something which is a foundational principle, and that's the words from it, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Remember that this hadith, in reality, it is the scale for all actions. All actions, whether they be hidden actions or open outward actions. Hidden actions or open outward, you know, physical actions. They're all dependent upon the matter of the intention. Walhamdulillah. We mentioned Imam al-Bukhari puts this hadith as the first hadith in his Sahih. And we find in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٍ. Muhsin is the one who has ihsan. Obviously, he is doing things with ikhlas. You can't be muhsin without ikhlas. فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Whoever submits his face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he does deeds with ihsan for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have his reward and there will be no fear upon him. So the one who has ikhlas gets his reward and no fear for him. Whereas the opposite, the ones who do not do it for the sake of Allah, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And they come to Allah with actions, but in reality they were all wasted. Why? Because it was not done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, when it comes to niyyah, there are two aspects with regards to niyyah. The first one being that the niyyah, you should have the niyyah of the amal. You know, what is your intention? What's this action? Is this salah? Is this siyam? Is it fard salah? Is it sunnah salah? This bath that you are having right now, is it a ghusl? Is it just because it's a hot day? You know, what is the intention behind this action? And number two, this action is for who? It's for who? He might have the intention, I'm praying Salatul Asr, but he's only doing it to please his father-in-law who is watching him. Allahu musta'an. So the niyatul amal, what type of action? What is this? And niyatul ma'mool lahu, that who is this action for? That's obviously the matter of ikhlas. The matter of ikhlas, you need to have been doing this action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we can also state that with regards to intention, we find that the ulama, they talk about that the intention it differentiates between a different types of ibadat, as was mentioned. Salatul duha, salatul dhuhr. You're praying four rakahs, but is it qada? Is it for this time salah now? Is it sunnah? Is it fard salah? Only the intention differentiates and distinguishes between that. Outwardly, it looks the same. So it's the intention. Tamiz al-ibadat ba'diha and ba'd. Also, it is, what's this? Tamiz al-ibadat min al-adat. Somebody is taking a walk, and he says, you know what, I need to lose some weight. And so he walks around the Kaaba. Somebody else does this with the intention of tawaf. Both people are walking, but different intentions between the two. Somebody is slaughtering an animal as udhiyah. Somebody else is slaughtering an animal because they need some meat at home. Right? What's the intention behind this matter? Someone's taking a head to toe bath because he's feeling hot. Somebody else is doing because it's a ghusl. And so the intention is the distinguishing factor between these two matters. Walhamdulillah. And obviously we mentioned, this is where the fuqaha and the jurists of fiqh, they discuss all of this. They talk about all these matters. Whereas the ulama of suluk, the ulama of intention, the ulama of tarbiyah, they talk about your actions should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might get that this salah is four rakahs of dhuhr, but who are you praying for? Are you really praying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where's your ikhlas in the matter? Where's your humility? Where's your concentration, etc. in this matter? Allahu musta'an. Some ulama said that this hadith is half of the deen. Why half of the deen? Because the intention is in your heart, and it covers the inner aspect of any type of action. And then the other half is obviously what you do physically. And so they said it's one of those two halves, and so it's half of this deen. We find that Abdul Rahman ibn Mahdi, he said, يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُجْعَلْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ رَأْسُ كُلَّ بَابٍ. At the beginning of every chapter, you know, we should have this hadith because it's a reminder, it's a reminder. يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ. Look at that woman who was a woman of the night. She would sell her body to people, sell her body, the worst of occupations. She would sell her body so that she would get some money. This type of woman, the one who has the worst of actions, the worst of occupations, this woman here, she saw a dog that was very, very thirsty. The worst of animals, you know, the saliva of the dog, it is najis. Excellent. So worst of women, and she saw the worst of animals in terms of tahara and najasa. But this dog was thirsty. And so this woman felt sorry for this dog. She went into the well, and she put some water into her shoe because there was no bowl or jug or bucket. And so she brought out the water and gave it to the dog. Her intention was noble. Her intention was noble. Who she was might have been bad, but her intention was noble. And what did she get? She got forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Look at the power of intention, Ya Abdullah. Look at the power of intention, subhanallah. And how many a person might die on the battlefield, but his intention was only to get booty. His intention was only so that people would say, what a brave man. And so he dies on the battlefield, but he was not for the sake of Allah. One of the first categories of people to enter the hellfire would be the scholars, the ulama, the muhaddithin. What have you done? Oh Allah, I sought your knowledge and I spread your knowledge and I taught the people. No, you only did so. Your intention was corrupt. You did so so people would say, what a brilliant scholar, what a dynamic scholar, how much he's memorized, how beautiful the qari his voice is. And they said so. And so no reward in the hereafter. Allahu musta'an. Look at that woman, the prostitute, how she got forgiveness from Allah because of her noble intention. And look at these individuals who spent their life supposedly in the path of Allah, but because the intention was not correct, that massive amount of deeds that they did were made minuscule because of the corrupt intention. Allahu musta'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to correct our intentions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our intentions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from riyah, to keep us away from showing off. That's why the one who prays in the darkness of the night in his house, where people don't know, he's making the hajj, that's from amongst the best of salawat. Why? Because it's not something that you can show off about. It's not something that you can show off with. Similarly, when you are fasting, people don't know that you are fasting. You know, this you know, builds. That's why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, Allah says that this is between me and my slave, and I will give my slave whatever he wants. Special reward he will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because secret acts of worship. Increase your secret acts of worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, until we meet again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. Similarly, with regards to you're going to school and you're going to work and you being with the wife and intimate with the wife, etc. If one has good intention behind all of this, going to sleep with the intention that I'm going to wake up for Salatul Fajr and Tahajjud, etc., then you will be rewarded for that sleep. Your adat become qurab, become closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good intentions. Driving down to buy milk and bread, why? To feed my family, etc. Good intention, you will be rewarded. Even the food you put in the mouth of your wife, you will be rewarded for that. Walhamdulillah, mashallah, walhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us intelligent, practicing Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a means, a miftahan lil khair, mighlaqan lil shar. May Allah make us keys to open goodness, and may Allah make us keys to close evil. Hayyakum Allah. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.